Hey, this is Jen. Welcome to my podcast, Light Seeking with Jen. In my last podcast, I discussed all the ways in which our spirit guides communicate with us. This podcast, I kind of want to talk a little bit about unexpected messages from unlikely messengers. And what this means is that you can get confirmation and affirmation from the most unlikely of messengers in your life. People that you don't necessarily resonate with can be the messengers to deliver you something that you weren't expecting. They could be the earth angel that source or God has sent our way to affirm a position or a situation for us, or to confirm or verify maybe a synchronicity or a sign that we have been questioning. And the easiest way to recognize these symptoms, I want to say symptoms, these signs or ways in which the unlikely communicators would be communicating with us are, you're not going to necessarily resonate with the person when they're giving you the information. You might be off put because it's coming, like the message is right, but the message is coming from someone you would least expect it from, so you don't take it seriously. And sometimes we can get tricked with some negative energy, but overall, it should be something easily spelled out for us where we recognize, hey, this is the divine confirming or affirming what I should do next. Or this is the divine sending me this messenger from source, from God, to lead me on my search and rescue mission that my guides have been leading me to. It could look like maybe the neighbor you don't like stopping over and handing you some lost mail, and it was something you'd been expecting. It could look like, you know, the very unapproachable clerk at the store that you like to avoid their line. When you go through their line, maybe their name tag rings of someone important to you. And then you know, oh, that's my messenger. Just because what is delivered isn't from a gold, sparkly package labeled exactly what we were asking for doesn't necessarily mean that it isn't what we were asking for. It can be the message. It can be the opportunity. It could be the introduction that we have been waiting for or we have needed. And God, source, puts these opportunities or these people in our lives to deliver things. So you have to see them as spiritual postal workers in some sense. They're delivering you spiritual work. They're delivering you a spiritual message. And it doesn't always have to be the same person. It can be different people. It can be a song even that you don't like. Like, for example, you could hear a song that you do not like multiple times on the radio and know, boom, why do I keep hearing, like if you keep hearing the same song that you don't like, you have to stop and say, what is in this song? What are the lyrics? What is it telling me? Let's say, for example, you keep running into someone that you would prefer to avoid. You have to step back and say, why is source putting me on path to keep meeting up with this person? Do I need to make amends in this situation? Or do I need to recognize something that I have overlooked? So be aware, but the key indicator here is to be open. What are the spiritual postal workers delivering to you? Are they signs? Are they synchronicities? Are they messages? Are they giving you an opportunity? Are they opening a proverbial door for you? They could be doing all of those things and you could be missing the very important points because it doesn't feel like a good message to you, or it just feels like, nah, I don't want to accept it from that person. And that is a missed opportunity. But I have told you multiple times, what is for you will not miss you. So if it is a missed opportunity at one point, it will come back around, but it'll take longer to reach you. So the easiest way for you to understand how what is for you should be reaching you is for you to affirm on a daily basis with Source and your spirit team that you are open and in receiving mode for whatever the messages that Spirit, Source, God wants to deliver to you. So I'm going to say that one more time. The easiest way for the messengers, the earth angels, the spiritual postal workers, we will refer to them as that. The easiest way for those items to get to you is for you to affirm to Spirit, Source, God that you are open and in receiving mode. Because when your receptors are turned off, you are not receiving what Source is sending to you. If your receptors are turned off, you're going to be turned off by the person who's approaching you. If your receptors are turned off, you're going to be blocking what's supposed to be for you. So the best thing that you can do is say, I am open and in receiving mode. I am ready to receive. I am open to receiving the messages and the information Source wants to send me. One other point I would like to make to each of you is that just because we ask for an opportunity and it doesn't come exactly what we asked for, say for example, you put an order in with the universe and you're specifically asking for purple socks. Like you really need these purple socks. It's probably the best thing for you. You've got to have the purple socks. But then all of a sudden you get three pairs of socks and they're in every color but purple. The universe is going to deliver to you what is best for you, what is in your frequency, what is in the best alignment with your highest self. So if you're getting every color than what you're asking for, there is a reason. And you shouldn't reject what you've been delivered. You should assess instead, how did I manage to gather this other color? How did I manage to gather something other than what I wanted? Well, it's because this is what a Source has aligned for you. It's not that you're a bad manifester. It's not that you can't manifest exactly what you want. You can, but Source had something more important to deliver. And again, I just want to add that you could have just, maybe you won a pair of purple socks from a store that you don't affiliate with or you don't like. And so you're kind of feeling repugnant because you won the purple socks from the store that you don't like. But there it is, Source is delivering it to you. Now, I want to tell you a story about one of my friends. She has a relative in her life on her husband's side of the family that she does not get along with. The woman is very disrespectful to my friend. They have not seen eye to eye. She disrespects her in front of her husband. She disrespects her in front of her children. She disrespects her in front of the rest of the family. So my friend does not have a deep connection with this woman. She's just cordial to her. Out of the blue, she was offered an opportunity from this woman. Days after, she set the intention and asked the universe and God to present her with a better opportunity than what she currently had. And the most unlikely Source has presented her with a much better opportunity than what she currently has. And it came from the most unexpected Source, the most unexpected spiritual postal worker. She did not decline. She, in fact, knew this is the universe responding to me. My perception of this situation is it's going to end up being a very positive one for my friend. It's going to turn out in a very good way. And I think it will heal the ways in which she has been mistreated by this person. But moreover, it only validated and confirmed her connection to Source. And she is a very aligned spiritual person. And so all this proved to her was that everything that I've just told you and everything that we know about how our guides and how God, Source, Spirit communicates with us, what is for us will never miss us. It will always be delivered in time. She asked for a better opportunity. She asked to be opened up, and days later received an offer to do so from the most unlikely person, the last person probably that she would ever expect to get, you could call this a gift from. So, in closing, I just want to leave you with the idea that if you perceive people that you don't get along with, or someone that has disrespected you, or someone that has not been kind to you, and then they come around and they end up presenting you with an opportunity, or referring you, or sending you a message that leads you on a search mission onto another breadcrumb that leads you to something new, that leads you to some abundance, that leads you to a message you were waiting to get. If you're open and you affirm daily to the universe that you're open and you're in receiving mode, you will not miss what is for you. I promise you, you will not miss what is for you. But if you shut down and say, I will not accept things from these people, I will not accept messages from people, that is you barricading yourself and not allowing source to work for you. It will take much longer for you to receive what you're asking for, and much longer for you to align with what is meant for you. So in closing, I hope that this clarifies, and also I hope that it opens your mind up that messengers can be the most unlikely individuals, and that we must remain open to source energy, to God, and know that it is all in divine timing. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast today. If you would like to be a part of my weekly live videos or get daily updates, you can check me out on Facebook in the Lightseekers Tribe. That is my group. I would love to have you over there. And I'm wishing you all the best of peace, love, and happiness. Thank you.